The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, some travel news. The Minister for Justice and Equality, Helen McEntee, has today announced the temporary suspension of the Irish Short Stay Visa Waiver Programme as part of COVID-19 measures to restrict travel and protect public health. Now, what this programme had allowed was people visiting the United Kingdom on short stay visas, they could travel to Ireland. And under the agreement, the visa holders had to leave Ireland before their permission to stay in the UK ended. Anyway, the suspension of the programme is being implemented because of a divergence in approach between Ireland and the UK in travel measures to combat the pandemic. The programme applies to nationals of 17 different countries. Lots more coming in on travel as well, and you've been hearing the concern raised about flights from the United States coming into Dublin Airport as the number of cases there have continued to rise, a record again yesterday, 62,000. Our reporter Barry White joins us now. Barry, you've been at the airport all morning, so what flights are there coming in from the US?
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Yeah, well, four flights from the United States arrived in Dublin Airport this morning. There was an Aer Lingus flight which arrived from New York at 5 a.m., an Aer Lingus flight, another Aer Lingus flight that arrived from Chicago at 6 a.m., a United Airlines flight from Newark which arrived at 7, and an American Airlines flight from Dallas that landed at 7:30. And I think a lot of listeners, Pat, will be surprised to hear that we have flights arriving from America at a time when the public health advice for Irish people is not to travel abroad, but yet we have people travelling into the country.
Now, Barry, who was on the flights? I mean, are these flights primarily cargo or are they passenger flights?
Actually, yeah, I had a few people tweet me last night saying these flights were cargo only coming from the United States, but they're not. These are commercial flights. Anyone in the United States can currently fly to Ireland. And you certainly have some people who booked their flights months ago and are still choosing to fly. And would you blame them? Flights from America to Ireland are not cheap, and these people would be losing their money if they didn't travel. And Pat, I spoke to this couple from Florida this morning who flew from the United States, and they said they just wanted to get out of their home state because COVID-19 is so high there at the minute.
We were trying to get out of Florida because Florida was pretty bad. That's our home state. And they were about to start reopening, and we weren't really for all that. So we got out while we could, and we went somewhere somewhere where the COVID was more contained state-wise. But it seemed really nice getting on the plane because everybody was so social distancing, you know. I mean, people, you know, were mostly just coming back for family, you know.
Why have you guys come to Ireland?
We came to Ireland to see some of William's family and essentially to avoid Florida. I think they're number one in the United States, if not the world, with positive cases day to day. And the governor there is in denial about how serious it is, and he's like, we're gonna reopen schools. And it's just dangerous, and there's no reason to go back. And we're gonna absolutely, seriously take the 14-day quarantine. I saw a lot of people were concerned about that, and we're gonna stay home.
So you have no intentions of traveling around in Ireland for the next 2 weeks? You have no problem?
No problem with that at all.
No problem at all. Yeah, we have family who we're going to keep separated from, who will bring us the food and anything we might need.
Yeah.
But we don't plan on leaving the house or the yard just to walk around, sort of thing.
And the flight you were on, do you think most people are planning to do that 14-day self-isolation?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
I think so. I overheard a lady saying that she's high risk and she was happy that she had an entire rotor or something.
Yeah. I'd like to believe that people are good in nature and that we would abide by it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
But I hope that's the minority in this case.
Okay, Barry, how many people were on those flights?
Pat, the flights certainly were not full to the brim today. But for instance, the flights from Chicago and New York, they were sold out, but a lot of people who had booked these flights actually didn't arrive at the airports in America. But they still had 70, 80 people on board each flight. The New York flight had around 50 people on it, while the flight from Dallas had 16 passengers and a similar number of crew and staff on board. So not a lot of people on the Dallas flight, for example. But given how many cases there are in Texas currently, I think it does raise questions of why flights from there are arriving in Ireland. Yesterday, 100 people died from COVID-19 in Texas, where there were almost 10,000 new cases there yesterday. So I spoke to these people who flew in from Dallas, Texas this morning.
I came in from Dallas on American Airlines. There was only 16 passengers and the rest was crew. Nobody was worried about flying over. Everybody was eager to get over here. So we had to fill out a form and everything before we could enter with our passport. So they're taking it seriously, and we have to say where we're going to be staying and how long we're here and all that. So,
will you have to self-quarantine? Will you do that now for 14 days?
Sure, but I'm not going to be here 14 days.
How bad are things in Dallas and Texas?
Well, in Texas, the numbers are going up, you know, but that it kind of fluctuates in each state. So before it was California, Chicago, New York. Now it's kind of Texas, Utah, and somewhere else. So,
and are you a nurse? In,
I am, yeah.
In Texas, is it?
In Texas. Yeah, we've had quite a few that have passed from it, so.
Every year I love to visit my family here because it's just very peaceful. It's a nice getaway, so.
How long are you here for, and will you do the 14-day self-quarantine now?
Yes, I will do the 14-day self-quarantine. I'm here for 5 weeks, so it's absolutely necessary. They just don't want people to spread the virus. It's an amazing rule that people have to follow. I think it's very necessary.
You know, I think it's overblown. You know, I personally don't know anybody or don't know anybody who knows anybody who has had it. And the cases that I read are very mild. They're younger people now. And there are very few hospitalizations, as I understand it. So, you know, maybe we're getting the herd immunity and the virus is maybe mutating to a perhaps a less virulent form.
Some Irish people are worried about flights coming in from America.
Right.
Do you think they shouldn't be worried? Because from what you said there, you think it's been overblown in the States?
I think it's overblown. I don't think it's
very sanitary. The cleanest flight I've been on, nicest plane even. And the staff was amazing too. There was about 15 other passengers and they kind of let us like spread out and sit wherever we want.
Why have you come to Ireland? Is it a holiday or?
It is. I'm staying a month here with my boyfriend.
Will you do the 2-week self-quarantine?
Yes, yes. I've tried to take extra precautions. I probably shouldn't be here myself, but I have tried to take extra precautions to be safe, so.
Okay, so one guy thinks it's all overblown. Mostly young people, the virus is mutated. That reminds me of one very prominent orange person with blonde hair. Anyway, people visiting family, visiting to see their boyfriends, some people admitting they're here for a holiday. Many questions about flights coming in from the United States. What is the government saying on this?
Yeah, well, Pat, I contacted the Department of Transport this morning. They have told me that the Department of Health will get back to me on this. But the government advice remains for anyone travelling into the country. They should self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Now, the majority of people I spoke to at the airport today told me they will self-isolate. But, you know, they knew they were being interviewed for a national radio station. Are they going to go on and say, oh, no, I'm not going to self-quarantine? I don't know. But like, I know people who have flown back from Australia, Qatar and the United Emirates in the last month to Ireland. And guess how many phone calls they received from immigration to check up if they were staying at the addresses where they said they would be? None. And that's 3 or 4 people I know. 0 times they were called by immigration. So it seems that immigration are not strict on the self-quarantine advice. So people could get away without adhering to it if they want to. And Pat, I think Canadian Robert Kent, who arrived from New York this morning, summed it up well when I spoke to him. There's travel restrictions and flights to the United States into Canada, yet there's no restrictions on US flights into Ireland.
I traveled from Dominican into Newark. And then Newark across, and basically there's no people. People are pretty conscious of coming through the United States because of the pandemic there.
Were you wary of going into the United States?
Yes, absolutely. I was going to fly direct or through a European country to come here rather than go through the United States.
You're here in Ireland now. Is this a holiday or are you visiting family?
I have a house here in Ireland, so I'm coming back.
You'll do the 14-day self-quarantine or do you have any problem with that?
100%. I'm going to self-quarantine. I'm going to my place today, and I'll stay away for 14 days. I'm just worried that if I bring anything in that I don't want to transmit it through. Canada's very, conscious of the virus and very cognizant of it. So they're not letting people in through the States, and they're restricting travel.
So travel from the United States into Canada is restricted at the minute?
Absolutely, yes.
But yet we're here at Dublin Airport and there's flights coming from America, and there's a flight just arriving from Dallas, which is pretty hard hit by coronavirus. Are you surprised that Ireland are allowing flights like that in?
I understand allowing flights for repatriation of people who are Irish, who are stuck there, or who have family or need to come back. So I understand repatriating. But I think it's a problem in the States, and I think Europe is doing the right thing in trying to restrict the movement and certainly getting the awareness out that they need to. Ireland coming in were pretty good at making sure that everyone knew and were informed and signed consent forms and sheets of where they were going. So I think that should help.
All right, Barry, thank you very much for that report. It's really aggravated people. US tourists arriving in Dublin Airport from Texas, I think, is all overblown. Presumably won't be self-isolating. We really are a soft touch, says one. Maybe we should consider the temporary requirement of visas to enter the country from certain other countries. The number of UK reg cars and camper vans arriving in Rosslare Airport is frightening. No checks, no 14-day quarantine imposed. The COVID-19 is rampant in the UK, and we're allowing UK people in here with no checks, and yet our government is advising us not to travel and to holiday at home, along with those very English visitors. It makes no sense. Wait for the second wave caused by visitors allowed into Ireland, says Robert. Another one. After all the hard work the Irish people have done, we're going to import COVID. What a hole. I can't believe that people from the USA are allowed in here. Where will they quarantine? This is madness. Why are we letting some Americans in? The virus is out of control in the US. When is the government going to get serious about border control? Have we learned nothing from letting the Italians in back in February? That's from Ed. Chris says, we're being told to stay at home and avoid non-essential travel, and yet we're allowing people in from the most affected country in the world. You couldn't make it up. Send those idiots back to Florida. It's disgraceful that they were let in here. Another one. I'm livid that these Americans are allowed in. We gave out about the Italians. Now we're taking people from hotspots over there. Disgraceful. Why are Americans allowed into Ireland when the EU has blocked American residents from entering Europe? Cannot understand it. So there you are. Just a few of the texts in irritation.